Good morning, Union. Can we all find our way to our seats? Please. Sunday school is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study, Wednesday, doors open at 5 p.m. Classes begin at 5:30 p.m. in person and in Zoom. On April 27th through the 29th is the Baptist General Supreme Board meeting in Peoria. So May announcements. May the 2nd, Women's Christian Growth Fellowship, 10 a.m. And May the 2nd, Men's Quarterly Meeting at 9 a.m., Zoom only. May the 3rd, 2026, Communion Service. May the 9th, Men's Christian Growth Fellowship at 10:15 a.m. May the 10th, Mother's Day. May the 13th, Wednesday, UMBC Spring Quarter Corporate Prayer Service, 5:30 p.m. May the 17th, UMBC 134th Church Anniversary. May the 23rd, Men's Choir Rehearsal, 11:30 a.m. May the 30th, Men's Choir Rehearsal and Activities, 12:30 p.m. May the 31st, Men Will Sing During Morning Service. Let's Play Ball. Union MB Men's Ministry Activity Day. All men are invited to attend ISU baseball game. Saturday, May the 2nd, 3 p.m. Duffy Bays Field, 700 Gregory Street, Normal, 61761. Free admission and free parking. Come out and fellowship with the mighty men of Union. For questions, contact Brother Jeremiah Camara, 309-433-4947. Come one, come all. You are invited June the 15th through June the 19th, 2026, at 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. Union BM Church, 509 West Jackson Street, Bloomington. Reverend Dr. U.D. William, pastor. VBS registration forms are available in the lobby of the church and are also located under the forms tab on our church website at www.umbcchurch.org. Forms may be submitted electronically from the website, or paper copies can be given to a Sunday school teacher. In order to assist us in preparing for the week, we ask that each and every person planning to attend complete a form by May the 1st. Classes for all ages. Please contact Cynthia Johnson. Building the Church Through Love, Matthew 22nd, 37 through 40. 134th anniversary. Start at 10:15 a.m. Sunday, May the 17th, 2026. Location, 509 West Jackson Street in Bloomington. Guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Jerry Wilson, pastor of Salem Baptist Church, Champaign, Illinois. Thank you. Turn the hands of the pulpit.
Good morning, church. I greet you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. How about you? You could have been somewhere else. He decided to let us come into the house to worship Him. And I will bless the Lord at all times. And His praises shall continually be in my mouth. He's a mighty good God, and He's worthy of all of our praises. Those that are in the parking lot, we welcome you. Let us have a good time in the Lord today. We never know, not the minute nor the hour when He's coming, but when He comes, we know we're going to be ready. This is the day. Let me say that again. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Let us take up our reading, prayer, and if you can stand, God would appreciate it. If He can't, He'll understand. Let's go to Matthew 22, chapter 22, 37 through 40, and let us read that together. Jesus said unto him, oh, I'm sorry, I got that a little wrong. Okay. Jesus said unto him, I'm getting a little old now, y'all. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. So we love God, love others. While you're yet standing, let us do our Lord prayer together. Matthew 6, 9 through 13 in the King James verse. And it reads, says, what? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to be ministered in songs now. Deacons are coming with their devotion. Let the church amen. Amen one more time. And amen for the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. There we go. So good to see everyone out this morning on this nice, beautiful day. And just before we get started, if I can just ask all of you to help us out, as we do want to be respectful of one another, amen. Just a reminder, when we're doing the announcements, we can make our way to our seats and kind of cease the talking, just to give the announcement clerk our undivided attention. Also, someone else may want to hear the announcements, amen. So if we can do that, we would appreciate that so much. Our scripture this morning is coming from Proverbs chapter 3. And I'll be sharing with you verses 1 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, from the King James Version. And it reads as thus. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I read it to your hearing, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Shall we all be obedient to the word of God?
May we pray. Dear God, we come to you once more saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your many, many, many blessings, Lord, that you continue to provide each and every day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just being the almighty God that you are, Lord. For we know that through all situations we can go to you, Lord, and that you can handle all things if we just trust in you and follow your lead. Lord, as you have just stated in the scriptures, let us trust in the Lord and lean not into our own understanding, for we know that you can handle all things, Lord. Lord, we thank you for waking us up today, Lord. Thank you for putting it into our minds to come out to your house once more to learn more about you and to worship you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your many, many blessings, Lord, for we know that through the trials of life, we don't have to be here, Lord. There's so many things that can happen in our lives that can keep us from coming to your house once more, Lord. So with that, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for putting it into our hearts to come and to love others, Lord. Lord, as we go forward into this service, we ask that you come into our midst, Lord. We ask that you touch our hearts, Lord, and give us the thoughts and the things that we need in order to go forward and in order to be the Christian examples that you called for us to be. Lord, as we go forward, we ask a special blessing for all the members of this church, Lord, and all those that are standing in your name throughout this world, Lord. There are many things going on, Lord, but there are many people that are striving to do the things you call for us to do, Lord. Just give us the strength and the knowledge to move forward, Lord, in your name, Lord. Give us the direction and just help us in all things, Lord. Lord, as we go forward, we thank you once more for all that you continue to do. We just ask that you continue to lead us, guide us, and bless us, Lord. Give us what we need to go forward. We ask you to bless the families, bless all those that are striving to be as you'd have them to be, Lord. Thank you for this day and for all days that you continue to provide, Lord. We ask that the words that are going to be given to us, we ask you to bless the man that is going to be delivering those words. Help him to say something that is going to reach each and every one of us, Lord. Help those words to help us along the way as we strive to love you and to love others. In your son's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. How many of you feel sometimes like on this journey, when you go, you're going by yourself? Sometimes we have to do that, literally go by ourselves. So we're going to ask, this is kind of that dig back in the archives a little bit. We haven't really sung this song since pandemic. So we're just going to ask everybody, please pitch in and help us make this what God wants it to be. Amen. Thank you. if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Well, and I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Go by myself.
Oh, if my mother
don't go,
my father
don't go,
my sister, y'all,
go,
I don't know about my brother, y'all,
go,
and I'll go on and on and on if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Say that verse again. Well, I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Yeah, and I'll go if I have to go by myself. Oh, if my mother
don't go,
my father
don't go,
my sister
don't go,
or my brother, y'all,
don't go,
and I'll go on and on and on if I have to go by myself.
Have to go by myself.
Another thing, and I'll sing if I have to sing by myself.
Have to sing,
oh,
by myself.
Yeah. Said I'll sing if I have to sing by myself.
Sing by myself.
Oh, if my mother
don't sing,
my father
don't sing,
my sister
don't sing,
not sure about my brother,
don't
y'all,
sing.
And I'll sing on and on and on if I have to sing by myself.
Have to sing by
one more
myself.
Thing I want to say. Oh, and I'll pray if I have to pray by myself.
Have to pray.
Oh, 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 yeah. I'll pray if I have to pray by myself.
Pray by myself.
Oh, if my mother
don't pray,
my father
don't pray,
my sister,
don't
y'all,
pray.
I don't know about my brother,
don't
y'all,
pray.
And I'll pray on and on and on if I have to pray by myself.
Have to pray by
and then I heard an old voice say, whoa,
send me out,
Lord,
send me out.
Sometimes I get burned down.
Send me out,
oh,
send me out.
Sometimes I wear
it.
Oh,
send me out.
We know in your word, Lord.
Send me out.
You said you never leave us nor forsake us.
Send me out.
Oh, send me, Lord.
Send me out.
Oh, send me. If I have to go by myself,
have to go by myself.
Amen. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. We want to keep. I know we have political views, but human life is still human life. We want to pray for our president. There continues to be attempts on our president's life. And we want to pray for that office, regardless of our political views. Amen. Amen. He is in that office of leadership. And we want to pray for our government and our leaders, nationally as well as locally. I'll say amen. 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 And we want to pray for those who are going through sickness and bereavement and things in life, and you just need some help. How many know we have a friend in Jesus? Come on, talk to me, church. It's true, he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So, song says, what a friend. What a friend we have. Anybody know that song? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. If you know this hymn, will you help me lift it up?
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry. Oh, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. To God. Oh, I love this part. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. And oh, what needless pain we bear. What needless pain. All because we do not carry. All because we do not carry. Everything to God in prayer. Second verse says, have we trials and temptations? Oh, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Oh, we should never be discouraged. Oh, take
with you God.
Can we find a friend so faithful? Oh, can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows, will all sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Every week. Those who desire to pray at this time, you may stand. Our altar call at this time. Those who desire to pray and join us in prayer, you are more than welcome to stand with us in altar call, altar prayer on this morning. Amen. Amen, amen. As I say, we have to stand. We are Christians and believers in love. And we do have to pray for those who are in leadership, even in our government. Even if we don't agree, what happens to them affects us. Amen. Amen. So we want to keep them in our prayers, and those who are marginalized, those who are going through things, and those everything is all right, we want to keep them in our prayer. My brother and sister, will you please pray with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon your power, and there is a testimony. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Lord, thank you for being behind us. Thank you for being in front of us. Thank you for being on the left side. Thank you for being on the right side. Everywhere we turn, Lord, we've tried to get away from you, but your love just keeps on surrounding us. Every step we take, we just keep on getting more tangled and wrapped up and tied up in your love. Lord, even when we don't think the way we ought to think, even though we don't love the way we ought to love, even though the sinful nature comes out in us, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And this morning in our prayer, we say thank you for your showers of blessings upon us. Lord, we just want to say that we don't always stand in the Christian way, but your love has always snatched us out. Oh, Lord, we've been in some valleys. Oh, we've been in some ditches. Lord, we've made some mistakes. But thankful, God, that you just look beyond our faults and you've seen our needs. Some of us should be in jail right now. Some of us should be dead right now. Some of us should be lost right now. But oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. And Lord, we stop by 509 West Jackson. to lift up your name. No, we don't have to come here to lift up your name. But Lord, we just take a little time out to say thank you. We can lift you up at home. We lift you up on our job. But we just come right now to say thank you. We just come to stand right here and say thank you. Thank you for the food on our table. Thank you for waking up this morning. Thank you for clothed in our right mind. Thank you being able to call on your holy name. We stop by to lift up your holy name. So sweet Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. If you find anything that should not be, take it away from us. Something just ringing around in our mind that shouldn't be there, take it away right now. If our feet want to take us somewhere we have no business going, stop us right now. We ask for healing. We ask for deliverance. We ask for restoration. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come by here. Spirit of our Christ, come by here. We need you right now, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Come here this morning. Come here this afternoon. Have your way. Yes, we have blemishes. Yes, we're messed up, but have your way. Restore in us a right spirit and a right mind that we may be able to follow you. As we stand here to give your name glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of our God. Thank you. Let's give God a hand clap praise for our deacon ministry. Amen. We want to prepare hearts and minds for offering. Amen. We want to prepare hearts and minds for offering. Amen. Amen. I say amen. 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 We don't want to neglect the fact that God has given us so much, and all he asks for is 10% and above and beyond that is our offering. And we do it this way so that we can just remind ourselves as a tool of Christian education that God allows us to give unto him so his storehouse can do what his storehouse needs to do. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. My brothers and sisters, will you please stand? Amen. Will you stand? And before you move, amen, I want to bless the offering. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless this offering for kingdom building. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Amen. If you face the inner aisles, please come on down. Then you'll face the outer aisles and come on through. Amen. Amen. As you give unto our Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Any worshipers in the building? This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. 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 It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. I was told that time was going to fly and it has flown. Amen. We're going into May. Amen. At the end of this week, if the Lord allows us to live another day and through the week, we'll see May. Amen. Amen. And this weekend is our first Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Women's Christian Growth. We're going to have speakers. Amen. Want to mix it up. I call her Dr. Jaya. She got married on me. I forget what her last name is. She's going to be here. And also my mother's going to be here. Those will be the two speakers for this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Amen. Amen. So if you'll please come on out for our Women's Christian Growth. We'll have two speakers who'll be able to identify with you. As I tell them in Women's Christian Growth, I am not a woman, nor will you ever see your pastor play one on TV. Amen. Amen. So we're asking and inviting women to come and speak to women. Amen. Amen. Teach the word of God. But we also have to have some speakers and some teachers who can identify with the women Christian. Amen. 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 Also, though, 134th, as you know, church anniversary is coming forward. And we're celebrating 50-year members, those who have been members for 50 years. If you have not seen Sister Beverly Gay, please see Sister Beverly Gay. If you've been here 50 years, you know who she is. Amen. Amen. So Beverly Gay, I'm not saying she, well, amen, I get in trouble with her anyway. It don't matter. I ain't going to help myself out. Amen. Amen. 50 year members. If you'll see Beverly Gay, make sure that she has your name if she has not already spoken to you. Amen. Amen. And last but not least, Sister Danny, Sister Asia, can y'all stand up so we can love on you? Amen. 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 Thank God for them. Amen. Y'all may be seated so I don't get in trouble. Amen. We want to acknowledge them. They while they were here in Bloomington Normal, matriculating through college, they visited with us and fellowship with us and worship with us. And now they're headed on back to the Chicago area. Amen. Amen. But we want to acknowledge them and say we love you and appreciate you worshiping and putting up with me. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. As they head on back. And we also want to say, if the Lord leads you to come on back, I have heard the testimony. There are several ISU students who have matriculated and gone on back, wherever they gone back. But some kind of way, they end up back here. So when you come back to Bloomington Normal, if the Lord leads you, you know where your church home is. Amen. 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 Let's give God a hand clap of praise for Sister Danny, Sister Asia. Thank you so much for connecting with us while the Lord had you here in this season. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we have church anniversary coming up. I want to teach. Amen. If I get happy, it's not my fault, but I want to teach. My plan is to teach. My goal is to teach on the church. Some tidbits about the church, the ecclesia. Matthew chapter 16, if you have that. Matthew chapter 16. I'll be starting at the 13th verse. Amen. I'll be reading through that 19th verse. But if y'all just help me, I got to sing just a couple lines of this. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world. As you turn to Matthew 16:13-19. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he is the answer for the world today. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Oh, how many believe that? If you believe that, just lift it up, lift it up. Oh, Jesus, Jesus is the answer. Oh, for the world today. Above him there's no other. Oh, Jesus, Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. For the world today. I think I'm going to get some thirds on that. I've already had my seconds. One last time, I'm going to get some thirds. It's getting good to me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Oh, yes, for the world today. Think about your problems. Think about your issues, your political views. Jesus is the way. World today, above him there's no other. If you have your Bibles, if you'll please stand. Those who are able, if you'll please stand. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 is very common when we talk about the church. So open your eyes when we get to verse 18. We'll start on verse 13. Matthew 16, King James Version, is what I shall be reading from. If yours sounds a little bit different, that may be the reason why. Matthew 16, verse 13 through 19, reads as follows. Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Some say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Jesus said unto them, he said, but who you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18, look at this now. He said, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Today I want to talk about building the church on Christ. Building the church on Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Somebody say that with me. Building the church on Christ. Yes, we're building the church on Christ. Today's text, today's lesson, there's a lot of meat and a lot of things that we can chew on in verses 13 through 19. But I want to share that for the purposes of what God has asked me to share with you on today, we're really going to be going from the theme of verse 18 on what the foundation of the church is. And we have to remind ourselves ourselves. I know everyone in here, or most everybody, knows that we have to build the church on Jesus Christ. We can't build the church on good chicken dinners. We can't build the church on good fellowship. We can't even build the church on good programs. We have to build the church on Jesus Christ. Yes, music is good. We got some folk that can hit that organ and play them guitars, but you can't build a church on music. Got some folk up in here who can sing, but you can't build a church on singing. You have to build a church on Jesus Christ. The preacher is simply just saying that the foundation has to be, the rock has to be Jesus Christ. And if the foundation is not Jesus Christ, then as the church, we are liable for where we go. Go anywhere if the foundation is not Jesus Christ. There are some quotes about foundation. I don't know if you've heard some of these. Maybe you haven't heard anything, but there are these quotes. But one says, the foundation stones for a balanced success, if you want to be successful, is honesty, character, integrity, faith, love, and loyalty. That's what someone in the world said that foundation is built on. Another one says, you cannot build a dream on a foundation of sand. To weather the test of storms, it must be cemented in the heart with uncompromising conviction. Sounds good on building the foundation. Another quote says, a successful person is one who can lay a firm foundation with bricks others have thrown at you. That's a good quote. Was missing something. There's another quote. The foundation of the world lies in the nation. The foundation of the nation lies in the family. The foundation of the family lies in the individual. That's a good quote about foundation, but it's missing something. There's another quote that says, character is like the foundation of a house. It is below the surface. That's a good quote, but it's missing something. Brothers and sisters, if you want to have a healthy relationship with God, you have to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. If we are going to be the church, you can hear all these good worldly quotes, but your hope needs to be built on Jesus Christ. His blood, his righteousness, the foundation must be Jesus Christ. I know we can get wrapped up on how a preacher sound, how a choir sound, the amenities in the program a church has and doesn't have, if it's close to my house or far away from my house. Location is everything. No, the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ. We have to remind ourselves and be reeled in every day that it's not about what we feel. It's not about what makes us feel good. It's not about what makes us feel comfortable. We have to realize that the foundation of what we call the ecclesia, the church, is Jesus, the Son of God. And it must be built on Jesus Christ. I'm talking about myself. We ain't had worship if we never mention Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. It's a shame. Come to church and ain't mentioned nothing about Jesus. Then walk around and walk out and say, oh, we sure had a good time. That's exactly what you had, a good time. But wasn't no transformation going on. The church is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, is what I'm trying to say. And here the verse says, 18 and 16 of Matthew, it says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and watch, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Before I go on, some may think that means a church won't close. Yeah, if you disobedient to God, if that church is disobedient to God and loses its first love, which is Jesus Christ, that church will close. Amen. Let sin get up in there and not hold each other and self accountable to sin. Satan will get up in there and tear that church up. But it's not talking about that. Then those folk, they'll go to another church. Amen. Amen. We're not talking about the Lord. Oh, we can do what we want to do up in here because the gates of hell won't prevail against it. No, God will close this thing down. And those who was there, what did they end up doing? They'll go to somewhere else. Because the gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. When it becomes our church, we're in trouble. Ooh, I'll say amen myself. Amen. 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 Searching on your program, looking and seeing who here, who not here, and stuff like that. It's not our church. It's God's church. And the reason why I wanted to stop there is I need to be in God's church because he simply said the gates of hell won't prevail against his church. And you and me are his church. That means that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. And it says that we can withstand and we have the ability against the adversity of satanic attacks. And adversity comes in many different ways. We are challenged in many different ways. Somebody here this morning was challenged to get up and come to church. That's a challenge. On your way, you received a text and you still thought about going back home. It was a challenge just to get here. Help me, somebody. Anybody got some stuff going on at home? And it was a challenge just to get here. And all of us, what I'm saying is the gates of hell won't prevail against you in doing what you need to do for the kingdom of God if you are obedient to him and you do what this passage of scripture says on what the church has built upon. I remember what Job went through in the Old Testament. Not Job. That was a joke, y'all. Job. Job went through some things. And as I look at Job's life, that's what the Bible is for, a tool to remind us how good we really have it. Is I'm not saying it never happened, but Job woke up one day after a conversation between God and Satan. He had nothing to do with anything. He was minding his own business, church. Anybody ever say, what have I done? Why am I going through this? And Job was nothing but he was supposed to do. Read it. Read Job. It tell you. He wasn't doing anything. All he did was acting right. So then God and Satan had a conversation. The next thing you know, his children, his house, everything is gone. He's sick. He's going through all of this stuff. His friends is acting crazy and talking to him any kind of way. And he did absolutely nothing. He went through adversity. But the adversity didn't overtake him. He had pity parties. Even shed some tears. He went through some challenges. But adversity didn't break them. Yeah, don't let adversity and challenges in life break you. Job, despite losing everything, Job remained faithful to God. Y'all hear me? And his integrity was faithfulness. His story teaches that even in the face of extreme adversity, you can maintain faith and trust in God's plan. How many are walking? Oh, don't get in trouble. You don't raise your hand on this. But how many are walking in God's plan? And if you're confused, you need to get with God and talk to God about his plan. But when you are walking in God's plan, that doesn't mean that every day is going to be great. It does not mean that everybody's going to agree with you. It does not mean that you're going to like everything that God has called you to do. But what it does mean is everything going to be all right. In fact, you can call me, text me. I have a pity party with you because I have at least 2.5 a week. Amen. Reminded of Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery and unjustly in prison. Again, he did nothing but doing what God has told him to do. He has showed his gifts. That's all he did. He was sharing his gifts. And Joseph's story in the Bible illustrates how God can use adversity to fulfill his divine plan. In other words, God can use us in our uncomfortable moments, in our challenges. He can use us to carry out his plan. We'll say, God, you can use somebody else. But as God has brought you out of some stuff, I got to shout and I say, thank you, Lord, for using me. Joseph eventually rise to power in Egypt is a testament of God's faithfulness. But it's the fact, church, you got to go through some challenges in life. You have to be talked about, cussed at, kicked, misused, abused. Then when you keep on going through it, y'all didn't catch that. When you keep on going through it, y'all didn't catch that. When you keep on going through it, y'all didn't catch that. When you keep on going through it, well, man, when you keep on making yourself out of it, and when God keeps on bringing you out and bringing you out, then you have the testimony. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'll be. Pastor Bear, be careful. He better not call a testimony service, because we're going to have a good time up in here. God has brought me out. Where can I stop? Because I ain't going to end. God has been too good. You better not call that testimony service. God's been good. Anybody got a testimony that God done brought you out? You'll be here all day after the week. Y'all really want me to testify? Let me start. He woke me up this morning. I had clothes on my back. I had heat. Oh, you see, y'all done got me started. Been good. I looked over. My wife was doing fine. My kids doing fine. Even the bird outside was chirping. God been good. Hey. Y'all done started something up in here. What I'm saying is that you can extract from this. I'm going to get to this, but the gates of hell will not prevail against God's church, against God's movement. Those who responded to his story, responded to who he is, the gates of hell cannot destroy God's church. And you are God's church. I'm not talking about churches that we named First Assembly, Jerusalem, you know, Lebanon Baptist. I'm not talking about stuff we done named. I'm talking about God's church, his assembled people. Amen. Amen. Move on, Pastor. All right. In the text, Matthew 16, you got it? Matthew 16, Jesus engages his disciples in a very important, significant conversation. He asks them a good question. He says, who? Isn't that what he said? He said, who do men say that the Son of Man is? And he asked them, he said, who they say that I am? And Peter's declaration in the midst of this conversation, they came up with other people that don't matter up to God. They're good people, they're good prophets, but they're not God. They're not the Son of God. They're not the Messiah. They're not the true one. Elijah can't die for anybody and atone for their sins. These prophets, anybody that they say that Jesus was, is not the Messiah. Can't die for them. Can't be crucified for them. And he asked them, who do you think that I am? And Peter declares, he says, of Jesus, you are the Messiah. Ain't that what they say? He says, thou art the Christ, verse 16, the Son of the living God. That's what he said. And Peter's declaration of Jesus as the Messiah is very, very important, because he confesses to who Jesus is. And as we think about church, and we're going into church anniversary and celebrating the birth of this church, we have to recognize that the church is built upon believers who will confess that Jesus is the Christ. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of who Jesus is. Peter said it, and that's what started it all. That's what Jesus Christ is building his church on. Those who are willing to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like I said, you can't have church without saying Jesus is who he is. He is the Son of God. Peter, Matthew 16, 18, records his confession that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. Who was he? The Son of the living God. And Jesus renames Simon as Peter and states that upon this rock, and you know Peter means rock. The name Peter means rock. And he said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And what that means, he promised that the gates of Hades, gates of hell, will not prevail against his church. Why? Because it's based upon the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. And last week I talked about Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of the church. The church is lined up with Jesus. The church, not the assembly of folk, not a social club, but the church is lined up with Jesus as the chief cornerstone. And this verse that I'm squeezing here, this verse marks the foundational moment of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus' ministry is not just going to stay with Israel. It's offered to Israel. But God's movement is going to move beyond the chosen nation. The church of God is for everybody. Red, yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus, by questioning his disciples about his identity near Caesarea Philippi in a region steeped with pagan idolatry, folk who not serving God, have no mind or thought about serving God. They serve another thing. Peter is inspired to say, "Thou art the Christ." In the world, just watch the news for 5 minutes. The world don't care anything about God. I said the world. The world will take what is right and twist it up, make it wrong, and then tell you it's right. But when you know Jesus and you know what he requires, you know what is right. And you know, I say amen all by myself. Because the point I'm trying to make is God's church is built upon the confession of Jesus Christ. It's built upon who Jesus Christ is. Building the church on Christ is building the church that will last. The divine or godly foundation of the church. Jesus promises to build his church on an unshakable rock. On a rock that even though storms may blow, things may happen. It highlights the origin in divine revelation rather than human effort, insurance permanence in the church, that God is still there. Yeah, anybody have a disagreement in the church? Anybody ever get into it with somebody at the church? Anybody ever have church hurt? Well, I'm about to talk to you. You can just go ahead and let it be like water off a duck's back, because the gates of hell are not going to prevail against God's church. That's just Satan trying to shake up the rock. But you know that you've been built on a foundation that is unshakable. So don't let church hurt distract you from your relationship with God and going to the church and being built up by the word of God through the church. Are you with me? People going to be everywhere. Trifling gonna be everywhere. Help me, somebody. Having a good time and somebody trifling gonna show up. Somebody ignorant, I said ignorant, gonna be around everywhere. You don't have that one that's gonna say anything. They even know what they're about to say. Well, you know me, I'm just gonna say what I got to say. But what helps with that is the word of God, and what you have to realize what church is all about. Because the church is, we have to know that the gates of hell is not going to prevail against the church, against you. So that ain't going to stop your step. Keep on talking about me, because the more you talk, the Lord God is going to bless me. You deal with your issues are not going to become my issues. And Peter, with his apostolic authority, renamed Simon Peter. Jesus commissions him with leadership. And he says that through you, Peter, what you just said, what your ministry, through this, that thou art the Christ, gates of hell are not going to prevail against the church. So what that means is that we have victory if you are in God's church. Not some church where folk done got together and do whatever they're going to do, but built upon the rock, which is Jesus. You have victory over death and evil. the gates of Hades, the gates of hell won't prevail means that the church's triumph is over death, over hell, over demonic forces. Why? Because Jesus showed us that he can overcome anything. Do y'all remember what Jesus did? They stretched it wide. He died on Calvary's cross. They placed his dead body there in the tomb. Early by the resurrection power of God, he got up for you and for me. And how that applies. How that applies is even if there's some folk in the church I don't like, I'm going to start loving them because we're not going to let the gates of hell prevail against the church. Some of us holding on to stuff 30, 40 years ago. They took my parking spot. Come up in the church. They sitting in my spot. Holding on to it. You know what? The only spot we need to be worried. I'm about to get in trouble, but I don't mind. I get in trouble a lot. The only spot we need to be worried about is the spot we have in heaven. That's the only spot. I'm in trouble. Y'all help me. Amen. I'll make it home. Because it's not about us. It's about building the church on Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ shows us that we have victory over death. We have victory over evil. What do you mean over evil? Don't let Satan mess up your day. And that means Satan uses people. I call people Satan, but they sure act like them. Don't let Satan use folk to mess up your day. Feeling good, you receive a text. Feeling good, receive an email. You receive the, oh, by the way, help me somebody. Don't let Satan use folk to mess up your day. Then we looked at this verse flows from Peter's spirit-given insight. Not by something he had done, not by flesh, not by human beings, but the teaching that the true church membership, being a member of the church, rests on confessing that Jesus is the Christ. He's the divine identity. I get in trouble again and I'm still going to stand on it. You're not a good church member because you do a lot of work and hold a lot of positions in the church. You're not a good member because you're here every day. You should be here, but not because you're worried about somebody asking about you. You should be here because you come to be edified or be built up through the word of God. You need a word. Your church membership is not based upon flesh and blood because so-and-so going to be looking for me or so-and-so going to be asking about me. I don't care who is looking for me. I don't care who's asking about me. It's good to have friends. That's wonderful. But I'm not coming to church because folk watching me are asking how I'm doing or how the dog doing, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. And don't push me. I'm not trying to be rude, but I tell you, catch me after church. Because the church is built upon Jesus Christ. And as we explore this thought, the first thing I need you to write down is that the foundation of the church is Christ. Jesus states, "You are Peter," which means rock, Petros, Greek for rock. And he then declared, "On this rock," referring to the revelation of Christ's identity as the Messiah. The church's foundation is not Peter, but what Peter says is a truth. You are the Christ. So that means that when we come and have church, we saying, "You are the Christ." You know Jesus did it. Yes, he did. Won't he will? Yes, he will. Y'all to be talking about Jesus and what he's done. Hey, sister girl, I ain't seen you last week, but you know what God did on Monday? In fact, I can't skip Sunday night. You know when I left, you know what God did me? The first thing he did, you know what he did, sister girl? He let me get home after church. God is good. He blessed me. You know what? You know another thing? I was trying to decide where I was going to go and get me something to eat. You know what? God is good. Because I remember the day I didn't have the money to go where I want to, but God been good. I can go and order whatever I want to. Even when gas is crazy, $4-$5 a gallon, God still done bless me. You know how good God is? And I ain't even left Sunday afternoon yet. That's what the church is about, professing that he is the Christ, he is the Son of God, and he blesses his children. That's the conversation of the church. Ephesians 2:20 says, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone. And what I'm trying to say is, as believers, our faith must be anchored in Jesus Christ. Our interaction must be anchored in Jesus Christ. Our conversation must be anchored in Jesus Christ. Our teaching of God's word must be anchored in Jesus Christ. We can't rely on traditions and personalities and programs. When challenges arise, traditions ain't gonna keep you. When challenges arise, personalities are not gonna keep you. When things and winds blow, oh yes, programs are not gonna keep you. Theatrics, but Jesus will. When challenges arise, we must remain true to our foundational truth that Jesus is the Christ. Does anybody in here don't mind saying who Jesus is? Mary's baby, bright morning star. Who is Jesus? Jesus is God in flesh. He was sitting up there with God but came down in flesh as meter, aider for you and for me. Why did he have to come down? Because you don't act right. I don't act right. You ain't gonna act right. I ain't gonna act right. So he had to come down in flesh and die for you and for me. Because that means that I got another chance. Not no second chance. Not no third chance. Not no fourth chance. Not no fifth chance. I done ran out of chances. I'm at the another chance. Is anybody in here at another chance? It's about Jesus, his incarnation, leaving the divine, coming in the flesh, dying for you and for me, and then going back in spiritual form, advocating for you and me. You know they ain't right. You know they crooked. You know they blemish. But don't take them out today. Give them grace. Give them mercy. That's what Jesus is doing for us. And his life showed us that he's willing to do it. That's why he did water into wine. That's why he allowed them to walk on the water in the midst of a storm. That's why he fed over 5,000 folk, to show you and me that he's able. He's able to do great things. So if you need some great things done in your life, there's only one answer. His name is Jesus. Death, burial, and resurrection says so, because he died for you and for me. He was buried in the tomb that was borrowed for you and for me. He got up with the power of God for you and for me. And you know what the promise is? He's coming back. He's coming back again. So I'm not worried about my gloomy days. Don't be worried about your problems. Why? Because Jesus, he's coming back. He's coming back, oh, for you. He's coming back for me. He's coming back again. All you need to be worried about is not about your form of church membership, but you need to be worried about where you going when this life ends. Are you going to heaven? Are you going to hell? That's what you need to be focused on who God is and where you're going to live after this station. That's what it's all about. Consider a ship that must be navigated through stormy waters. If the crew relies on the strength of the vessel alone without regards to who the captain is and the expertise of the captain, they risk disaster, because the captain is the captain, and the captain been there before. The captain know how to get the ship through the sea. So if you leave the captain and don't allow the captain to be captain, then you're going to get in some trouble. I'm reminded of Jesus. You missed the storm. Disciples come to him and they worry. He's sleeping. He's in the midst of the storm. They wake him up. They end up having to tell that storm to stop. Let Jesus do what Jesus can do. When you leave Jesus out, the storm gonna keep on going. Your ship gonna keep on moving. Don't leave the captain out. Have Jesus in your life. You are empowered, brothers and sisters, to be who God is. The last thing is, the purpose of the church is to fulfill God's mission. He says, I will build my church, indicates who the owner is. I will build means he's the contractor of the church. We not putting together anything. We not regulating anything. It is Jesus's church. The church belongs to Jesus Christ. Why? Because he built it, and he can tell us, well, I'm going to speak for me. He can tell me whatever he want me to do. If he tell me to jump up three times and pat my head, I'm going to say, yes, Jesus, jump up three times and pat my head. I ain't questioning Jesus. I ain't wondering why. You know what? I understand it better by and by. But if Jesus say, jump up three times and pat my head, I'm going to do it. Why? Because he's God, and I trust him, and there's a reason why he asked me to do it. And that's how we get through the kingdom. That's what the kingdom is all about. Didn't he say what we need to do, what the mission of the church is? It's the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Great Commission means you got to go ye therefore and make disciples. What that means is you need to tell the story. Oh, yeah, pick up my key. I'm ready now. You got to tell the story. Oh, pick me up. I'm ready to go now. Oh, put a pedal on it. God is good. We're ready to rock and roll. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. That means I have to tell the story. What is the story? That Jesus saved you. That Jesus brought your mind out of where it was. That Jesus brought your body out of where it was. That you are a wretch undone, and they cleaned you up. Anybody in here been cleaned up? Oh, yes. He done put a polish on you. Done put a wax on you. He done cleaned you up. But you know what? He got to keep on cleaning. Because all have sinned and fall short. Tell the story of how Jesus has brought you out. Then the next part of the Great Commission is making disciples. Meaning that we have to live a life of discipleship. Meaning we have to observe all things. But we have to learn to observe all things that Jesus Christ has given us. And I'm so glad I'm through right now. I'm so glad that Jesus died for his church. Who is his church? His church is you and me. Anybody have a bad night? Well, you ought to be happy now because Jesus died for you. Anybody going through some ups and downs? You ought to be happy about it because Jesus died for you. Anybody have some things going on that you just can't talk about? Sickness, heartache, hurt, worry, depression. God is able because he sent Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that he sent Jesus for you and for me. Is there anybody up in here that's happy that Jesus died for you? Happy that he saved your soul. Happy that he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Happy that you can call on him. You can call on him. You can call on him. Somebody help me out and say Jesus. Somebody help me out and say Jesus. Look at your sickness and help a pastor out and say Jesus. Look at your relationship and help your brother out and say Jesus. Look at your confusion and help me out and say Jesus. Look at what you lost and say Jesus. Look at what you've been through and say Jesus. But I need you to really, really help me out. And look at where you are right now. Up in the church that Jesus Christ has built. And you ought to say thank you that I've been through the storm and the rain, but I'm still in the church. I'm still in God's house. I'm covered by his blood. Somebody help me out and say Jesus. Somebody help me out and say Jesus. Oh, excuse me. I'm about to take a praise break. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Mary's baby, bright morning star, child at least 42 generation, look beyond my faults. Jesus, Jesus, turned water into wine, fed when I was hungry. Jesus, yes he did, died for you and for me. Resurrection power. Jesus. Somebody call his name. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, I know it's time to go, but Jesus, I done happy now. Jesus, call on his name, Jesus. Somebody going through some stuff, Jesus. Somebody trying to get out of some stuff, call on his name, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Midnight Rider, Jesus, call on his name, Jesus, yeah, Jesus. The reason why I live, the reason why I come to church, because my father built many mansions for me. I'm not worried about who's walking in the building or walking out the building. All I'm worried about is if they have Jesus. Because I know I have Jesus. I'm worried about heaven. I know that I am going to see Jesus and God face to face. Because I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I don't know if you know this hymn, but y'all give me a few minutes about this hymn. It said, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Y'all, excuse me, I'm not worried about who's sitting on my left, who's sitting on my right. I got to praise when I get to heaven. Oh, yes. Yeah, you know that one? Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout. Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace in the mansion bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout victory. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, will you please stand and shout? I want to invite you, my brother and my sister, if there's someone who does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, I invite you to raise your hand or come down at this time. Is there one who would like to connect with Jesus? You've confessed that he is the Christ. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. Is there one you would like to come? If you do not have a church home, you'd like this to be your church home, love to be your pastor. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You may come. My brother, my sister, is there one? You can go online under Get Connected on our website, umbchurch.org. Is there one? Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Is there one? the one accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's the one like to connect with this body of believers. He's the one. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Brothers and sisters, as we go today, I want to remind you that the church, you and me, the ecclesia, God's fellowship, is not on anything else but Jesus Christ. Don't allow us to get sidetracked and get on our own ways and traditions and programs and put that in the place of Jesus Christ. Know that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. He died for his church, and that's what the church is about Jesus. Look at somebody. I know we got RSV and COVID and stuff going on, so don't grab them, but you can look at them and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for who you are. We thank you, Jesus, for dying for your church. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each and every one of us. Let us say together, amen, amen, amen. Amen.